I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the Cult Pop Show podcast was brought to you by our Patreon. If you want to tell us which films we should watch, get up to 2 extra exclusive podcasts a month, give us something to talk about in the post-credits scene at the end of each episode, or join us for our monthly movie club Zoom call where we discuss a film together, then please consider joining the cult and donating at www.patreon.com/cultpopshow.
Right, good morning. I'm committing. Good morning. It's a beautiful Morena. 7 a.m. here in New Zealand. It's not. This is the Cult Pop Show podcast, and you're listening to what is hopefully going to be a very funny episode.
Oh my god.
an expectation we didn't have last time, but have this time.
You can't just declare something is going to be funny.
You remember when Rick and Morty did their second interdimensional cable episode, and in the episode itself they were like, this isn't going to be as good as the first one?
And then it wasn't at all.
I feel like we're on the precipice of that right now, because this is, of course, the second annual film franchise Fortnite self-indulgent quiz extravaganza. Woo woo! This is going to be an episode of we did this last year during lockdown, and it was sort of an unexpected
brief period of time.
You remember lockdown? What was that for again? So we did that because we'd been doing the show for 4 years, and we were like, oh yeah, it's maybe there's some, let's test our memory of various things, and it ended up being quite a hit. So we thought, hey, why not repeat it around the same time? Which it's actually a couple months later, the following year. So it's been about 14 months since then, technically. But this is coinciding with the podcast's 5th birthday. So what this is we are going to be doing a quiz, and these quiz questions are brought to you by listeners on the Discord, as well as Jeremy. Sorry, I'm AJ. That's Richard over
Hello.
There.
Hello.
And Jeremy's here as well. Hey, Jeremy.
Yes, and who else is here, AJ? Who else is here with us?
Jess is here as well. I was getting to her. You guys don't let up for a second. Well, it has to.
I'm just so excited that Jess and I get to hang out because it's been so long.
Hello. I know, it's been way too long. I am hype for this episode and present. Mm. I'm also here. Hello.
The reason it took so long to introduce everyone as well is because I can't imagine this is going to be one for the new audience members. Mm. I imagine this is the self-indulgence in the title of the episode. This is for...
You did argue this last time to the episode that I re-listened to this morning to try and bring back memories. And I think it was agreed upon that it would be a great episode because, you know, people get to know you guys a bit more. And
one thing to consider, though, is that this one is not just inside jokes to the podcast. It's inside jokes to a single episode of the podcast that was about inside jokes.
That's
like,
true.
This is the sequel to the inside joke episode.
And also now really mainlining the inside jokes for the Discord, which I think is at a far more mature status of a community with its own jokes.
History, yeah.
And let me tell you, there's been some activity on the Discord.
All right, well, Jeremy, Richard and I haven't seen a thing other than a couple of rounds which we helped create. So do you want to run us through what it's going to look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a very ambitious schedule to get through. And I might just also mention that my 6-week-old son is currently strapped to the front of me. So I am not going to be as raucous as I normally would be. But yeah, we'll see how long he gives us. So given that sort of time bomb that's on the front of me, we've got a very ambitious schedule of round one of just questions that either AJ or Richard can buzz in to buzz in to answer, and then round two similar round, and then round three, we have a round of Barbie bonanza questions because there were many Barbie questions that were submitted by the Discord.
Barbie forever, yeah.
And then we have the return of sliding scale, everyone's favorite section. And then finally, this time we've actually come up with a new round, which I'm quite excited about. It's called the fight round, where Richard and AJ, I challenged both of you to write their own questions, which they thought the other person could feasibly know, but probably wouldn't be able to recollect. And so, really, the challenge there is for either of them to get any points out of that round.
And amongst this as well, we have who loves who the most.
That's right. And in amongst, we have the return of who loves who the most, which ironically probably created the most hate between Richard and AJ that they ever had, other than the unspoken of lost episode.
Are we allowed to say your new baby's name?
Isra. Yeah.
Isra, baby Isra, becoming the fifth host of the podcast. Like, have we ever had five people on an episode at the same time?
I think if we hear him, he counts as a host.
Okay. Let's hope he's not then.
Let's hope we don't have five hosts. All right. Well,
as always, as well, we have the lovely Jess keeping score.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
And we'll be checking in with Jess. We'll be checking in with Jess at the end of every round to see how the points are going and also just how she's feeling, you know?
And also, Jess is free to chime in at any time.
Richard.
To answer questions, of course.
Well, I've dusted off my sparkly bikini for the round numbers and ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Too bad. I prefer a dusty bikini myself, but you know.
Ooh, niche.
Jeremy and Jess were on the scoreboard last time, so why not put them on the scoreboard this time? And hell, why not put Isra on the scoreboard as well for this time?
I think basically Isra starts with 100 points and he loses 50 points every time he cries.
That's a great call. I love it.
Like, I think any of us should lose 50 points when we cry.
Jess minus 50 points.
Hey, we should be free to share our feelings as adults, but you know, that's fine.
Toxic masculinity over here, God.
And toxic femininity.
Jess, you're free to be as toxic as you like.
Thanks.
As always.
And we're all apart from Jeremy, who's on dad duty. We're all having a few drinks, so cheers, guys. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers. Clink, ching ching ching.
Clink. Clink.
Clink, Isra. Drink it.
Very good.
You smacked him on his head. He's got a malleable skull. You've woken him up.
All right, cool. And so the last thing we need to do before the start of round one, obviously, is for the two of you to choose your buzzers. So AJ and Richard, please choose your buzzer.
Okay, my buzzer is going to be buzz, 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 Lightyear to the rescue.
Oh my gosh, that is going to get so annoying. Okay, Richard, save us. I'm going to hope that you are going to be the first in to answer any question.
Okay, mine is going to be... Okay.
Oh, no.
This is what happened last time. It was so hard to tell who buzzed in first because AJ's was so long and Richard's was so short that by the time AJ had started and then finished his AJ, Richard had said AJ.
Well, it's because when you hear, you go, well, that's not important.
Yeah.
It's just white
Richard,
noise.
Richard, I think your buzzer should be, I gotta get married.
I'm just gonna say buzz.
Okay.
I think we should simplify it. We're learning from the mistakes of the previous quiz, and I'm just gonna say buzz.
So sorry, you're wanting to simplify this by making your buzzer buzz and AJ's buzzer is buzz, 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 buzz Lightyear.
What it's about.
Very derivative.
Sorry, I am absolutely vetoing that.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go with okay. We'll go with your original answer. You're okay.
Okay.
All right. So the beginning of round one, and we're going to quick fire. Mm. Okay, so round one, we're starting now. Quick fire. Question one. According to AJ Cannon, what is the 100th franchise you have covered?
Okay.
Buzz, 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 Lightyear to the rescue.
I heard okay first. Richard?
So it's interesting because this has actually been rescinded from AJ Cannon.
And it's also Discord canon within AJ Cannon as well, not podcast canon.
The answer you're looking for is Halloween Town. However, that's actually not the right answer anymore.
But according to AJ Cannon, that's fine. We're going to go with that. Halloween Town. Very good. Jess? Richard is first on the board. All right. Question two.
No, Ezra's got 100 points.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to work out how that's my inheritance, but it's not. Anyway.
No.
Question two. Which franchise that you've covered has the longest running time?
Okay.
Richard?
The MCU?
Yes. Anyone want to wager how many hours it is?
I would guess approximately 50.
Oh, damn, you're good. 49 hours, 56 minutes.
Holy shit. You're
literally 4 minutes off.
Fucking
I don't know. I don't think he's that good. I reckon that's easily like I reckon that fact's probably been spread around by someone who did the maths intentionally.
Well, there's 23 films. Most of them are around 2 hours and change. Double it, round it up.
Yeah. So just for completion's sake, Barbie is second place with 47 hours, 17 minutes, and Godzilla is 44 hours, 18. And just thanks go out to the almighty watcher who actually manually went and tallied all of the Barbie running times.
No way.
Thank you, almighty watcher.
Almighty
counter. All right, so question three, what is the shortest podcast you've released in the Cult Popture pod feed?
Buzz, 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 Lightyear to the rescue. Would it be, I'm going to get strung up for this, would it be one of the Back to the Future parts?
No.
Okay. No,
it wouldn't even be that, would it? No, I went up dumb.
Richard.
Okay. No, it would be.
Is it the little few more thoughts on Ghostbusters?
Oh, damn, he's good. Another one for Richard.
It's not that. It's very obvious if you think about it for more than a second, which I didn't do because I needed to get my stupid buzzer out.
Yeah,
already I'm on the back foot.
AJ, you need to stop saying the excuse of I just needed to get my stupid buzzer out. All right, it's not gonna like
just get the buzzer out.
That's on you, man.
All right, that podcast is 9 minutes long. So congratulations.
It was like deleted scenes that we thought we might do occasionally.
we're already well over 9 minutes long in this one, and we're on question four. So question four. Brent from Texas was the first fan to guest on a film franchise Fortnite's podcast. Which franchise was he on for?
Buzz, 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 Lightyear to the rescue.
AJ?
He did Bad Santa with us.
No, he did not.
No?
Richard?
Okay. Jingle All the Way?
Gremlins. No points.
No. That's not true.
Well,
Eric was on Eric was the Gremlins episode. Brent was the Bad Santa episode.
Yeah, I was very certain because I was like, well, it's definitely not Gremlins. So I was like, I guess it must be Jingle Away. Jingle Away was Craig, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But okay. I'm challenging.
Okay, all right. Well, Brent did respond after that question was put forward and he did not correct it.
The thing that we haven't seen is Gremlins, Jingle All the Way, and Bad Santa were all one episode. Mm. So yeah. That's probably where people are getting confused, is that okay. We did a festive film franchise fiasco where we had fans on to talk about three film Christmas franchises.
All right, okay. So
Jess, I can understand the confusion.
Jess, can you give AJ a preliminary point and then set to be confirmed?
Copy that. Point question mark?
All right. Question five. What did one noted IMDb trivia contributor think is interesting about Woody and Jessie the Cowgirl?
Okay.
Richard.
She has red hair and a red hat. Meanwhile, Woody has brown hair and a brown hat.
Yes, correct.
It's really interesting because we made a little video out of that clip, and so I've heard you say those words 100 times, but it's been the same soundbite. I don't think I've ever heard you since then repeat that phrase. It was just weird, kind of like, oh, this is a classic. We're belting out the greatest hits here.
It's like so deeply ingrained in like some weird part of my mind.
Yeah. I can only hear it with the the Taylor Swift like yeah. version. She wears red.
She has red and a red hair.
All right, I'm gonna move us on because otherwise we will literally never get to the end of this quiz.
We're gonna drown in these inside references.
Yeah. Question six: which unrelated movie gets a lot of the attention at the beginning of your MCU Phase One episode?
Buzz, okay. Lightyear to the rescue.
AJ.
It is Clint Eastwood's The Mule, I believe.
Very correct.
A movie
Very
I correct. Haven't seen in which he has two threesomes.
That's great. Also something that you said
Jess
at the time.
I went to go see that together. Remember that?
Yeah.
Too bad you didn't have anyone join you. It could have been three of you. Anyway.
Hey.
Twice.
Question seven. What was the subject of the very first very good, very sexy?
Okay. Oh, this is a I've tried to remember what this is. And I don't remember. I straight up don't remember. I'm surprised a fan could figure it out. It's hidden somewhere.
Richard, any guesses?
It's in the MCU Phase 2 episode.
Yes.
And AJ's talking about imagine if on your wedding night your wife comes in the sexy lingerie. It's the first time you've seen her like this and you just say very sexy.
No, that's not the subject of the very good, very sexy. Yeah. The subject
I didn't
of it,
think that was going to be the answer, which I had that in my mind, but I was like, that's like something I said afterward.
Yeah, because yeah, it was said, and then you said, imagine this.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the first thing
so
was.
So the very first time you ever said very good, very sexy, it was because you were trying to find a way to remove the awkwardness of you guys discussing a strap-on.
What the fuck? That's great. I had no idea that's what it was.
Very good. Very sexy.
Very right. sexy.
No points for anyone. Question eight. Which year was hashtag ask everyone a thing?
Buzz, Lightyear to the rescue.
AJ.
It's 2019.
Absolutely. All right.
Because it was Ask Everyone 2019.
Cool. So at the end of this round, we're just going to go straight into Who Loves Who the Most before we check in with Jess. So the first round of Who Loves Who the Most. So I have asked AJ and Richard to respond to each of these points. And in turn, AJ and Richard are both going to have to say what they think the other one answered. It will become clearer when we actually do it. All right. So... AJ, what does Richard say his biggest fear is?
Spiders?
No. Richard said that his biggest fear was heights, but that you would say moths. So none of you get any points for that at all. All right. So Richard, same question for you. What does AJ say his biggest fear is?
Dying alone.
I mean, kind of, but drowning was really there.
You can drown together. I was like,
what a hopeful thought.
I wrote what was my full answer is like probably drowning at the moment. I'm a very anxious person, and I cycle through different biggest fears all the time.
I actually forgot about this, but when I was like writing my answers, I had a mental note to say flying for you because I know you're a nervous flyer. And one very cute behind the scenes story: when we went on our little boys trip at the start of this year, you were talking about how flying made you really nervous, and I explained the Bernoulli principle to you. I grabbed your hands and I said, put one flat like this and then curve one. That's the shape a wing is. And I explained to him how planes fly. And I remember him saying, like, that actually really helped. Thank you.
I love how that story was just to point out how much of a good guy you are.
Anyway, that's now that the podcast, bro.
All right. So, AJ, what does Richard think his catchphrase is? Or
God,
like a word that he says the most.
Obviously, I knew this question was coming because I had to answer it as well. Mm. And my answer is going to be a little bit mean.
I'm excited. Please go ahead.
If I had to say there's one thing that Richard says more than any other word on the podcast, it's, but I cut it out so you don't hear it each time.
Yeah, that would have been a good answer to put, actually.
not just but to
say and then not follow it up with anything
and create a vocal spike on the audio readout that I can now recognize what a word is by looking at the audio readout shape of it.
All right. Well, Ned is not the answer. Richard said that his catchphrase is famously.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
It's famously my catchphrase.
Yeah.
You just, that's the word that you enjoy saying the most.
Yeah, because it's always love my saying catchphrase.
Famously.
Yeah, I always say AJ famously. I famously say arm a lot. I actually, for this, just to make, because I remember saying to you recently that I had a catchphrase and it was that.
Right. I'm hearing little bubby noises. I think that's
fifth 50, host.
50 points off.
He's not crying yet, though. All right. So, Richard, what does AJ think his...
We talk about tiles a lot on this podcast.
That would have been a good one, but no, he said, cool, cool.
Oh,
well, you're saying it wrong. It's yeah, cool,
yeah.
Cool.
It's, and cool. I don't... Yeah, it's, I give these really well thought out point, and I'm really proud of it. And AJ goes, cool, cool. So in the next film...
next
to clarify, I don't think it's my catchphrase, but I thought Richard would say it's my catchphrase.
Mm. Oh, wow. You guys are getting into some kind of Gordian knot here. I really love the idea that after you say something really like totally thoughtful and meaningful, AJ's like, cool, cool. And then after AJ says something like that, you're like... Richard. Oh, sorry, no. AJ, which person would Richard most like to exchange careers with?
Taika Waititi.
Oh, bang. First point on the board for who loves who the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I mean, who wouldn't want to win an Oscar and direct a Marvel film?
Do you know what's even cuter? He said that to me years ago, and I remembered it. That's
Taika Waititi said that to you?
No, what?
Yeah, he's like, Richard said. Taika wishes he could have my career.
All right, and Richard, AJ is now 1 point ahead of you in this round. So what is AJ's person he would like to swap careers with?
What? I feel like it's also Taika Waititi.
It is not Taika Waititi. AJ, do you want to reveal who it is?
I wrote Donald Glover, but it's for a lot of the same reasons you'd want to swap careers with Taika Waititi. He just seems so creatively fulfilled.
Yeah, yeah.
Does whatever he wants across different mediums. Hell yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
Hardcore, cool, cool.
So AJ, if Richard could bring any A-list guest in to re-record a film franchise podcast, which franchise would it be and which guest would he choose? And you get 1 point for each correct answer.
Am I understanding the question correctly? It's like if we redid a franchise we've already done.
Yeah. So basically, you've already done it, but you get the opportunity to, like, this A-list star like comes into your orbit, and they're like, "Yeah, I'd love to record a podcast with you. How about we do this?" And it's re-recording one that you've already done.
Right. He says, "I'll never get it." So let's go. Scream with Jamie Kennedy.
Absolutely not. It is Kill Bill with Quentin Tarantino.
That'd be great. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I find Quentin Tarantino one of the most like fascinating people, not even from like a oh my god I love you kind of thing, just like a this enigma of a man, and I just I find him so captivating to listen to talk because he's just like so unhinged. Then it's like, well, we'll just do his franchise.
All right, so Richard, you've got to pick AJ's one. And I have to say, this, out of all the questions and answers that you guys sent me, this was the one when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's a good answer. So, you know, see if you can get it. What A-list guest would AJ want to bring in to re-record a film franchise Fortnights?
Robert Downey Jr. to do the MCU.
I mean, you could try at least.
No, that's his answer. Lock it in.
All right, very good. Well, actually, AJ, do you want to say what it is? Because I think you deserve to get all the credit for this, because I just think this would be the most brilliant podcast ever.
Right. I said we'd redo the Hobbit trilogy with Guillermo del Toro.
Nice.
That's a podcast, right? Yeah, that's a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, like just at the end of his career when he gives absolutely no fucks whatsoever, just bring him in, get him to tell all the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so that is the end of our first set. Jess, where are we at with points?
Well, We are at a Mexican standoff of 4 points each.
Wow.
You guys are not doing well at all.
Well, AJ has 3 points and a 1 point question mark, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Wait, it needn't be a question mark.
Is this for round one and who loves who the most?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pretty sure I'm paying attention, kind of.
It's all right. I mean, it's not really what the quiz is about anyway, but you know, let's just keep going. Very good. Or let's play right into round two. Question one of round two. Can we just test your buzzers again in case you've forgotten? AJ, buzzer?
Buzz, buzz, buzz. Lightyear to the rescue.
It's not going to get old, I'm sure. And Richard?
Okay. I've opened up a packet of Doritos that have a mystery flavor.
I was having one before.
What was the flavor?
What do you think the flavor is?
I thought it was a sour cream and chives kind of deal.
I want it to be Thai sweet chili.
No, it's not. It's
just tastes like beef.
Yeah, it's not a salsa esque.
Mm. Oh my god,
flavor. Yeah, it's like a cheesy flavor.
Oh god.
Don't worry, guys. It's not like I've got a limited time here. You know, with like this child that's going to wake up to want to feed anytime soon. You know, it's fine. Just waste time talking about bloody Doritos chip.
We all
want to
feed. That's why we're having the Doritos, Jeremy.
I'm not a fan, for the record.
All right. Okay. Round two.
Richard, what is your buzzer?
Okay.
Oh, very good. Okay. Round two. Question one. What did AJ do at a party before leaving? Richard?
Pooped his pants.
He pooped his pants.
I didn't buzz in because that's actually not true. I never did that.
Well, you could have buzzed in to correct
this
the record,
is part of the
but
joke.
Unfortunately
he
you
did.
Didn't.
I
so
refused,
you...
But now the joke
I refuse
is that
to
he
acknowledge
it.
The...
The existence.
I refuse
of that
to acknowledge the question.
But in
I reject
saying
your
this,
hypothesis.
You've just acknowledged it. Anyway, question two of this round. Which Land Before Time movie is about migration?
Buzz, 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 Lightyear to the rescue.
AJ?
Or the first or two to five are about migration.
Yeah. I mean, the simple answer was all of them. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, AJ. Question three. What is the longest single movie that you've watched for the podcast?
Okay.
Richard?
The Return of the King Extended Edition.
Ooh, that is not the answer I have. The answer I have is Seven Samurai.
Return of
the King's longer.
Because we watched the extended edition
sweet.
For the podcast.
Look, I trust you guys as the experts. I don't trust the Discord. Fuck the Discord. All right.
Yeah, fuck the Discord.
All right. Ooh, here we go. Ezra's down
so
to zero.
No, he hasn't cried yet. He's still a solid 100
in my heart.
He's a good boy. All right. Next question. There are only two MCU movies that you have each got ranked in the same position on your Letterboxd rankings. What are they?
Buzz, buzz, Lightyear to the rescue. Buzz, 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 Lightyear to the rescue. Okay, one of them will be Endgame.
Yeah. Which is in what position?
First,
very good.
Ah, fuck. Do I have to get both of them to get the point?
Yes, you do. I'll give you a half point. If Richard can steal this with the correct one. No, sorry, AJ. If you can't get the second one correctly, I will give both points to Richard if he can get... both half points, sorry.
Okay, I'm going to say the other one is Iron Man.
No. Richard?
Okay. I had this vague memory of what the other one might be. And I was like, but I can't remember the other one. And then AJ said Endgame, and I was like, oh, that's the other one. Is the other one Ant-Man?
Yes, correct. I will give you a whole extra point if you can tell me what position you both have Ant-Man in. And you have to give it to me in the next 5 seconds.
15.
13th. And now? What's that, Richard?
15.
Oh my gosh, that's correct.
There you go.
Got an extra point. Good work.
Okay.
All right.
And so it begins. You can't do questions about numbers because Richard's going to get them every time.
He's a sorcerer.
In the fight round, AJ, I give you two opportunities for bonus points.
Okay.
I'm assuming you'd give me none. Yeah.
None, not a single one.
But it's nice, Richard, that you knew that AJ would need the opportunity to catch up.
Imagine if I win because of those bonus points.
Yeah. I would love to see you win.
we're all rooting for you, AJ.
Yeah. Sadly. All right. Who did Richard suggest should have replaced Jude Law in Captain Marvel?
Okay.
Richard?
Tom Hanks.
Correct.
Boy, I really lucked out re-listening to the MCU podcast over the last 2 weeks out of all of them.
You really did, because, man, I tell you what, basically, if you were to look at the questions that came through in the Discord, it's like, you know, last time it was all of the questions that came in, you were like, do the Discord and our fans only like sort of the first 2 years of our podcasts?
Yeah.
You can now just say your fans only like the Barbie movies and the MCU.
Right. I wonder, I hope we're going to get some Herbie questions, because that's the episode I re-listened to recently.
You're fully loaded on that one.
Yes. I'm going bananas on that one.
All right. What was the 69th franchise you covered?
Oh. Buzz, 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 Lightyear to the Rescue.
AJ?
I'm going to say Nymphomaniac, because it feels like it was a thing that it was the 69th franchise.
Absolutely not. Richard, do you want to have a go?
Okay. So I've been doing my research for the last couple of weeks. There's a couple of things that I was like, okay, what's like our number franchise, and looking at our ranking list as well and seeing what's on there. So this is...
Oh my gosh, did you actually study up for this quiz? You are such a nerd.
I did.
When it gets revealed, I'm going to be like, yes, I knew that was the 69th franchise though. Like it's exists in my brain somewhere.
I think that the 69th franchise we covered was 300.
Both incorrect. The 69th franchise you covered was indeed the super horny Crocodile Dundee.
That's not correct, Jeremy.
Actually, Alan.
And well, I can tell you this because correct. I know because I researched this, that Crocodile Dundee is the 69th ranked franchise on our franchise list, not the 69th one we covered.
Okay, well, all I can say is I'm the father of two young children and I've been severely let down by my researchers, okay?
Okay, we can actually find out. I'll find out right now what the 69th franchise is.
Negative 10 points to patrons.
And also...
Plus, a sixth person on the list.
Also, I hang a wall, like a curtain from the ceiling to soundproof my room. It's just fallen down, so... Let's just deal with that.
And like the hook has like fallen off the ceiling, so we can't hang it back up.
The 69th franchise's final destination.
Mm.
But that's if you count et cetera, as being multiple franchises, I guess. Richard, you, for 300, you were thinking about, because 300 Rise of an Empire was our 300th film that we'd watched.
Mm.
I think that's what you were thinking of.
All right, okay, we've wasted far too much time on 69. So let's move on.
Can't.
No such thing.
Which Land Before Time...
Are you kidding me, a Land Before Time question? Get over it, guys. Get over it.
Well, Richard, just because of that outburst, you earn the first shot at this question. Which Land Before Time movie features the song Big Water?
It's
Buzz,
called...
Buzz, Buzz, Lightyear to the Rescue.
Oh, I thought,
no, Richard
I
gets know. A free shot at the first question here.
It's called like The Mysterious Island.
What number is it?
I can tell you.
It's like this sixth one.
Oh, AJ?
It's the part five.
What a whiplash. AJ gets the point. although Richard did get the correct subtitle of the movie, but it's Land Before Time 5.
Probably more important than subtitle.
totally, but you know, them's the breaks, bro.
Our 69th episode of the podcast was The Hobbit. So there's several different ways, but anyway.
The and none Hobbit of was which.
There was the 69th episode of Film Franchise Fortnights.
None of which was Crocodile Dundee. So,
well, it's,
you know,
Crocodile Dundee, like I said, that's the 69th ranked franchise, which I could have told you if you'd asked me that question.
Well,
because I researched and I was like, they're going to fucking want to know what the number one franchise is, what the last franchise is, and what the fucking 69th is.
That's great. I don't care anymore. All right.
Oh, cool. Way to bring the same energy from last time, Jeremy.
All right. Next question. Big Trouble is just the movie version of which TV show?
Buzz, Buzz, Lightyear to the Rescue.
It's AJ.
Arrested Development.
That's correct.
Okay, well, all right. Now, I'm the AJ this time. My buzz is not fucking heard.
All right, and the final question of this round is, which city is High School Musical set in?
Damn, I can't remember. I remember talking about it. I can't remember what one it is.
Yeah, pass.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. All right, well, you've lost a few opportunities to score points there, so let's get them back in the next round of...
Especially when you didn't hear my buzzer.
Richard, I just put up with it last time.
You complained as well.
Sorry, AJ, famously, you did not put up with it.
I put up with it in the existential sense.
What does that even mean?
Well, you put up with it in the same way that you put up with everything, complaining all the way.
That's putting up with it.
All right. So
I didn't contest the rules. I didn't contest the score.
Neither did I.
That's true.
All right. And now we are moving into what's becoming the more and more ineptly named Who Loves Who the Most?
Who knows the most about who?
None of us love anyone. All right. If Richard could immediately learn another language without trying, which language would they pick?
Japanese.
Wow. Okay. Yes. But really? Japanese?
Okay. Again, another inside cheeky joke. Reference for another inside. I'm going, I usually hate inside jokes. I'm going all in for this episode. This is the inside joke episode.
Yeah, otherwise known as the episode in which AJ alienates himself from half the listeners.
Yep.
All right, Richard.
We're all doing
What does AJ say?
It's the same question.
What does AJ say is the language he would like to immediately know?
I'm going to say Te Reo Māori.
Oh, guys, you do love each other the most. It's so great.
Yeah. All right.
So, AJ, if Richard was cast as an ape in Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes, what kind of ape would Richard be?
Question.
He'd be an orangutan.
Oh, incorrect. Richard would be a gorilla.
Richard's incorrect for putting gorilla. You've got the ginger beard. I wrote that question because I added that question to the list.
Right, interesting.
And I put it in there because in my mind I was like, because Richard would be an orangutan because of his ginger beard.
Right. Well, you're a fool because you've just lost that point. So, Richard, what would AJ be?
A chimpanzee.
Oh, boom.
I'm going to give AJ the point.
Why?
I think he's right.
No, but
it's not up to Richard.
Who's keeping school, guys?
You can choose to do that if you want, because you of the undusty bikini, I guess you just can make your own rules. That's fine. But take 5 points off of you, Jess, please.
Okay,
just for your insubordination.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Okay.
Give them to Ezra.
Yeah.
Okay.
AJ, cute points. Just add them on for cute points. Mm. All right, AJ, if Richard
minus
was
5
to
points
write...
for Jeremy because I haven't seen Ezra yet.
Okay. AJ, if Richard were to write or direct a film, which genre would it be in?
I would actually guess, interestingly enough, I think he would do a horror for his debut feature.
Absolutely correct.
Very cool.
And
that was
Richard,
one of those ones
question.
I put that because I like it's one of those things that I've talked to you about this and I know that, you know, there was a chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Rich is just trying to prove how much he loves you by the fact that he's tried to make that answer as easy as possible for you.
What is relationship if not trying to prove how much you love each other?
In so many Russian. Okay.
I'm getting drunk. Sorry for the Russian accent. Unmotivated.
Same question. I would guess AJ would do a coming of age film.
Oh my gosh. Did you guys talk about this beforehand? Congratulations.
No, it's kind of a gimme question though, because they're both things that we've just, like, of course we've talked about this together. So.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it qualifies totally. For the round though.
Yeah.
All right. So the last one for the Who Loves Who the Most section, which is, I don't think something will be nearly as easy as that. AJ, what is Richard's favourite guest moment on film franchise Fortnights?
I reckon it is in the Barbie episode when, just in general, Hamish Parkinson taking the podcast off the rails.
Ooh, it's so close because it is a Barbie guest. but it is actually Guy Montgomery telling you that you're in over your fucking head.
That's valid.
When you correct him for calling them Barbie fairies. I actually gave two possible options.
Yeah, the other option.
I'll let AJ guess the other one. It's not from Barbie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's not from Barbie.
Yeah.
It's actually from someone that you consider to be your hero.
Oh, would it be when I was a complete idiot in front of Michael Swaim?
Right episode, wrong moment. It's the like utter sorrow with which Michael, when he finds out how Viagra works, and I tell him that you have to still get the boner yourself, and he goes, "Oh, forget it."
I don't have to get my own boners. That's right.
I have to get my own boners like a peasant. So funny.
All right, and Richard, same question from AJ. What's his favorite moment with a guest?
Is it when he acted like a complete idiot in front of Michael Swaim?
Why would that be his favorite one? That's your favorite one.
Because he doesn't think he was
mortified.
An idiot.
No, I do. I can't listen back to that episode.
I was listening back this afternoon because I wanted to hear the boners moment. That's my official answer. So,
okay, well, AJ, what is your favorite guest moment?
Wait, what did I write?
A complete act of AJ fan service.
What did I write?
Steph Dagg saying that you're hot.
Yes! This was also on the Barbie episode. I was completely unexpected to have the beautiful Steph Dagg tell me that she thinks that the way I said, "How you going," is hot. And I was like, I am going to struggle to get through the rest of the section of the Barbie episode.
And you
now
can hear him struggle when she says that. You hear him go, "Okay, I'm on it."
And you thought you were embarrassing in front of Michael Swaim.
Mm.
All right.
Hey, she thought I was hot. Whatever.
She should be embarrassed. She thought the accent. Anyway, Jess, can you bring us in? Tell us, how are the points going?
All right, so it's pretty close, mate. Pretty close. So, way out in front with 95 points. No, sorry, 105 points. Ezra, my mate Ezra.
Oh, he's doing so well.
Coming in close second, Richard on 11.5 points. Closely followed by AJ on 10.5 points. And then, ooh, Jeremy, you and I are trailing behind with -5 points apiece.
Wait, how did Ezra get his 100 points back?
I never took any off.
But he made noises.
He hasn't cried.
I was crying.
Yeah.
But Apologies. Wait, sorry, when did I lose 5 points? I mean, not that I mind, but when did I lose 5 points?
Because I haven't seen Ezra yet.
Introduced just Ezra.
Jeremy, we actually only have a limited amount of time that we can do this episode in. I don't think we have time to dwell on these moments.
Excuse me, AJ. This is the first time I've asked for anything in this entire podcast.
I never asked for anything.
This podcast has been nothing but you asking us things, Jeremy.
That is technically true.
Oh, fuck you. All right. Okay, so this round, I'm really excited about this round, actually, because originally bonanza. I was like, what's that, sorry?
This is the Barbie bonanza, isn't it?
Yeah, originally I looked at the Discord and I was like, oh my God, there are so many questions about Barbie. This is going to be so, and then I was like, wait, Barbie deserves her own round. And so now we have the Barbie bonanza round. I think it's at this point that I must give so much thanks to Luke Teretz in the Discord, who I think devoted days of their life to to this.
Yeah.
Apparently in the middle of I think buying a house or settling on a house, and so
moving into a new house, yeah,
oodles of free time. So congratulations, thank you for your sacrifice. It made my life so much easier. First question of the Barbie bonanza round: which Barbie movie had the first Tim Curry performance in it?
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
AJ,
it is Barbie and the Nutcracker. He's in the first one.
Yeah, congratulations. Very good. Although, I don't know, congratulations for knowing that, really. Is that something you need to know? Anyway, question two.
Welcome to the podcast quiz. None of the shit I've said is things I need to know.
All right, question two. What is the first piece of dumb IMDb trivia in the Barbie episode?
Okay. Ah, fuck.
Richard.
There, it was released after 9/11 in an attempt to heal the nation.
So funny, man.
Oh, man, so good. What I loved about that particular question is that afterwards, Discord user BitMoreCheese says, and I quote, "This is the line that got me into the podcast. I was crying from laughter. I told my boss about it the next day, and she was cracking up at it too. I fucking love Barbie's efforts to save America."
It's not even our line that got them hooked.
Yeah, yeah. We're just that good at researching. We'll dig up the best other people's content you've ever heard in your life.
Absolutely. All right. Question three. What is Barbie's real name?
Okay.
Full name.
Buzz, Lightyear to the rescue.
Oh, I heard Richard was first.
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Congratulations, yes. Question four.
How it is really Barbie... upsetting me how much I remember about Barbie. Like, it's really upsetting me.
Yeah, because the thing is, I'm sure that I asked this question, and then you, even though you may have missed out on answering the real answer, your mind is already like permeating outwards from that answer to other associated pieces of information that you could have answered
it's
as well.
It's opened the filing cabinet that has that answer.
Yeah.
It.
All right. Question four. How many Barbie movies were directed by women?
Not enough.
Buzz, Lightyear to the rescue.
AJ?
I think it's two.
Wrong. Richard, do you want to have another go? Or a go?
One.
Oh, you could have gone the other way and you would have been right.
That
it's three.
Is nuts.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't remember that from the podcast.
Although, AJ, you may have been answering two because there were two female directors who directed those three movies.
Right. Totally.
One of them did two. Yes, exactly. All right, question five. Question five is actually one that I invented because I actually just thought, hey, let's fill out some time in this already overstuffed thing.
Okay.
Question five. AJ and Richard, I'm going to start with you, AJ, for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take turns naming the Barbie movies, and the first to fail to give me the name of a new Barbie movie loses the point.
But they don't have to be in order.
No, they don't have to be in order.
No. Oh, okay. No, that's different then. Barbie and the Nutcracker.
Barbie as Rapunzel.
Barbie and the Magic of Pegasus.
Barbie Mariposa.
Barbie Fairytopia.
Barbie Video Game Hero.
Barbie, A Princess Adventure.
Barbie, The Diamond Castle.
Barbie, A Mermaid's Tale 2.
Barbie, A Mermaid's Tale.
Oh, wait, sorry. AJ.
Yeah.
That's technically incorrect.
Why?
I'll give you a chance to alter the name of that movie, but that's actually not the proper title of the movie.
What did I said Barbie, A Mermaid's Tale?
Yeah.
Barbie in the Mermaid's Tale?
Yeah, okay, I'll accept that.
Well, yep. I believe the correction you're looking for was that it's Barbie in a Mermaid Tale too. No, yes. Is that right?
Yes, it's not plural mermaids, but I will. But you said in, so I'm going to give it to you. Okay, Richard, next one.
So I said in a Mermaid Tale.
Very good.
Okay, Barbie and the Swan Princess.
Sorry, that's cool. Barbie in the Swan Princess.
That's not one.
What is it?
Barbie Swan Lake.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm out then. Thank God. Thank God I don't know that much about Barbie still.
Although the idea of Barbie in the Swan Princess is itself an interesting thought.
Highly ironic.
AJ...
Yep.
Definitely, when you're editing that together, please put backing music under it.
Okay.
Barbie forever, yeah.
Yeah, it'll just be that.
But just louder than us.
All right. Okay, so with that round finished, Jess, please update us on the scores.
All right. So, straight to the chase. Richard is now on 14.5 points. AJ, 11.5 points. So Richard's pulling ahead. Significantly.
Pulling ahead.
Got 1 point that last round.
All right. So we now move on to the sliding scale round. In this round, basically we have some very difficult to know numbers, but we'll be asking both AJ and Richard to, and this time, last time I got you to just say them, but that was a little unfair because, you know, obviously the first person who says the number is at a disadvantage because the other person can just say one number above or below. This time I'm actually going to ask you to write down your answer and show it to us at the same time.
What if, because it's an audio medium, what if it's actually we take off our headphones between answers so I won't hear what Richard says?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Actually.
Okay.
Yeah. And, right, then, and you can visually see us doing that.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. All right, that's cool. So we'll go with AJ taking his headphones off first in the question round. So
I hear the question first. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just I'll just ask the question.
You just have to give a number.
69.
Knowing the Discord, you'd probably be right most of the time. All right. Okay. So the question one for sliding scale. If we accept that time being frozen doesn't count towards his age, how old was Steve Rogers during the events of Winter Soldier? All right, AJ, take your headphones off. Richard?
29.
Okay, take yours off. AJ, put them back on.
Yep. Okay. All right, AJ? So can you repeat the question?
How old was Steve Rogers during the events of Winter Soldier if we don't count the time he was frozen?
26.
Oh, AJ wins. It was 27.
The second person does not need to take their headphones out.
No, you're right. I
put your headphones back in, Richard.
Okay, thank you. What did AJ say?
26.
And what was the right answer?
27.
What did Richard say?
29.
Damn.
I love that you guys are like catching up on things.
Wait, what's happened? AJ got the point.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct. All right. question two. What is the average length of a Barbie movie in minutes and seconds if we need to?
Richard takes his headphones out first.
Okay. Give me a thumbs up or something when I can go again.
I can just tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. The average length of a Barbie movie in minutes, I'm going to say, is 75.
All right. Richard?
75 minutes.
Oh, you literally both answered exactly the same. Can I get one of you to give me some seconds or alter in some way?
And 0 seconds is my addition.
All right. And Richard, what do you want to add?
And 1 second.
Richard gets the point. It's 76 minutes and 45 seconds.
We still find our way to like screw the sliding scale system game.
Very good. But congratulations for guessing 75. That's insanely close to the right answer.
It's actually a very obvious question. To be honest.
They were literally all within a couple of minutes of that.
Yeah.
So obvious that neither of you actually got it. But okay,
no, but I'm saying you sound impressed that we guessed in the ballpark, but it's like, no, Jeremy, if you watch 37 fucking Barbie movies, you would know that it's roughly 75 minutes.
You would know that the corporation demands that they're all around 75 minutes. All right. Okay, question three. How long would all of the Cult Popsha podcasts be if you put them all together in one audio file? This includes every podcast from the 4th of January 2016 to the 30th of May 2021, including Patreon podcasts. Thanks to Luke Terrence for getting the Patreon podcast info, and thanks to Zek from Southeast England, who literally manually wrote down every single time code and added them all together.
This is beautiful. Okay, I'll take my headphones off first then.
Wait, so sorry, just while you got them on. So is this like
hours and minutes?
Hours and minutes. Okay.
I'm gonna pull out my phone. I'm on a calculator.
Yeah,
I want
to do the same thing. Yeah.
Okay. So
no, I don't want either of you to be using a calculator. I just want you to feel it.
Okay.
Should do like
countdown. Richard's gonna win then because he's better at maths. If we learned anything from the last time we did a quiz. Okay, I'll take my headphones off then. Richard, you just gotta answer.
Okay.
Give me a thumbs up when I can put them back on again.
Okay, so here's my thought process. That I feel like I feel like somehow I realized when we hit over one fortnight worth of content. Like, I think I had, there was like a spreadsheet or there was some way of looking at our podcast that told us like a total duration. And that was a little while ago. But I mean,
AJ's having to have his headphones off for this entire explanation. So you could just give me a number.
Yeah, no, but I'm also, because you won't let me use a calculator. So that's what 240 is 10 days plus 4 days is 92. So what did I say? 300 and 34. Yeah, I'm going to say like 380 hours.
Okay. All right. AJ, you can put it back on.
Oh, yeah. Wait. I can leave mine on. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to guess 518 minutes and...
Wait, minutes? We want hours.
Sorry, hours. 518 hours, 40 minutes and...
Okay, so you can stop there. You are so, so far away.
Don't make fun of me.
Sorry, AJ, but it is, it's again a little bit perverse how close Richard can get on these numbers questions. He guessed 380 hours, and the correct answer is 388 hours and 49
Holy
minutes.
Fuck.
I'm calling shenanigans. I'm calling shenanigans.
That is suspiciously close.
That's why I explained my whole thought process.
So yeah, the thought process is that essentially he said that he, because the comment that someone made after 388 hours was, wow, that's more than a fortnight of content. And then Richard, through his process, was like, I realized a wee while ago that we had actually gone over a fortnight of time of talking. And so he calculated what a fortnight would be and then added a bit to that.
Right.
So anyway. Where'd you get the point?
This is like when that mountain was exactly like a round number, so they had to add another 20 meters to it.
Yeah.
Just to make it look like they properly measured it.
Yeah, because it's like, Richard, you need to start doing that because you're too good at guessing.
Okay, so question 4 of the sliding scale round. Oh, we got a... Ezra? No, he's all right. Okay. All right, so question 4 of the sliding scale round. In the Mighty Ducks franchise, what number is on the back of Charlie Conway's jersey?
Fat. Like, I'm not going to remember anything from Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
This is why it's a sliding scale.
All right, I'll take my headphones
off. All right. Oh, okay. I'm going to go 21.
All right. And Richard?
33.
Oh, Richard gets it. Neither of you were at all close. It was 96.
Mm. Oh. That's 69 backwards. Fuck! The one time it would have been useful to be thinking remotely in that area.
Exactly.
God, this is bullshit.
What did you say, Aja?
I said like 20 something.
Right. 21.
All right, question 5 in sliding scale. Lady and the Tramp is the shortest franchise you've covered. How many minutes running time is it?
Okay. I'm taking it for
like in total, with the movies together.
Okay, so it's like 162 minutes.
All right,
I'm gonna guess 161.
Holy shit! Yeah, well, you just won, AJ, because Richard guessed exactly 162 minutes, and it is actually 145 minutes.
Oh,
yeah, yes, yeah, because the second one is barely over 1 hour long. So I was like, if the first one's probably 90 minutes, the second one's probably 75 minutes.
I just love the fact that you just so boldly came in and got exactly one number below what Richard guessed. I was like, you're listening. All right, so the final question in the slides. The final question in the sliding scale round. How many users are in the Discord?
This is like when James Corden was asked to name a member of his crew. Richard's taken headphones out first. Okay, I'm going to say 160.
160? All right.
Well, if we're talking active users, it's like 12. But I actually looked recently and...
Oh my God, how much study did you do for the
bloody like just in the last few months I've looked and it was like, when I looked, it was like 178.
Oh, sorry, AJ, what did you say?
I said 160.
Oh, AJ wins. It's 138.
Oh my God, man. I was fucking way off.
Not the numbers boy anymore, are you? Make way, everybody. Pushes open saloon doors with my cowboy hat. There's a new numbers boy in the old West.
I love that only way that you're becoming the new numbers boy is that Richard's guesses are just wildly off, so that they're more wildly off than yours.
Yep, it's a low bar, but I'm short, so I can reach it.
So good. All right, Jess, that's the end of sliding scale. How are we doing on scores?
All right, boys. Richard, holding the lead with 17.5 points. AJ, pretty close behind, 14.5. You both got the same amount of points that round. Well, so I guess you're both number boys.
Do you know what's bullshit? I like the podcast more than Richard. So
what?
Like, why is Richard winning?
No, I like the podcast quite a bit. It's the only podcast I listen to.
Maybe the podcast doesn't like you as much as Richard.
Yeah. No, that's it.
Yeah. All right. We are now going directly into the final round, which I'm very excited about. This round is the fight round. This round was conceived of to finally ruin AJ and Richard's friendship beyond repair. So just to...
Many have tried.
Including AJ including and Richard. Desperately. So I asked Richard and AJ... I'm trying to remember exactly the phrasing I used, but I was basically like, I want you to create questions that there's almost no conceivable way that they would remember the answer, but they would feasibly have at some point known.
We have to have had access to this information at some point.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So AJ, the first question from Richard in the fight round is... What is the Blu-ray in my collection? Oh, sorry. What is the first Blu-ray in my collection listed alphabetically?
Now, it's worth mentioning that when AJ and I lived together, the TV in our lounge was on top of my Blu-ray collection. So he would stare at this for in this general direction for hours on end.
Yeah. 310 to Yuma.
Incorrect. The answer is Adaptation.
God, I was like, it won't be an A, it'll be a number.
However, Richard has given you the opportunity for a bonus point because he knew that you would be losing at this point and he loves you. So he's given you the opportunity to bring it back for a bonus point. What's the last one?
Zoolander.
That's the last in my DVD collection, not in my Blu-ray collection.
Oh.
It is Zombieland.
I was actually going to write on the thing, give him half a point for Zoolander.
Richard, stop trying to give AJ makeup points, all right? You just love him too much. Richard, which 007 film caused a rift in AJ's flat because one of his flatmates got really upset that he kept dominating the lounge by watching bloody James Bond movies?
That's so funny. Is this a story you told on the podcast, AJ?
I don't think so. I might have told you in Messenger, though.
Right, might have.
I thought I actually understood that to be the parameters.
Right,
of
yeah.
It.
I would say
basically the equivalent of like maybe Richard was skateboarding past my window as I was having this argument with my flatmate.
I'm gonna say Tomorrow Never Dies.
Ooh, no, it was You Only Live Twice.
It's a hell of a lot earlier than Tomorrow Never Dies.
Oh, AJ, that just reminds me of the fact that the first time you went through the entire 007 collection was at my flat in Christchurch.
Mm. Yeah.
Cute. I didn't kick you out.
No. Thank anyway. You.
That's kick out that baby if he keeps fucking making noise, Jeremy.
His cute little yawns. Shut the fuck up.
All right. AJ.
Yep.
Which other band is featured on the poster from when Richard saw Yellow Card for the first time? This poster was displayed prominently in his room when you lived together.
Shit, man. The other day, I was getting changed after a shower in the bathroom, and I looked at my door, on the bathroom door, and there was a door hook on the door in the shape of a lizard. And I thought to myself, I've been living here for 3 or 4 months. I've never noticed that before. Like, I've seen it. I've looked at it, but I've never gone, that's a lizard. Mm. And in very much the same way, I have no idea.
Yeah. Like, not only was it like, why would you remember this? I don't know how often you went in my room. And if you did, why would you have paid attention to the poster? Yeah.
I'm going to guess the Eagles of Death Metal.
No, and AJ, I literally thought the end of that story was going to be, and to this point, I actually had no idea that Richard was a massive fan of Yellow Card.
Yeah.
I just don't notice that much about Richard. All right, well, this round is turning out to be
the answer was Mayday Parade.
Oh, yes.
Never heard of them.
I assumed that was the name of the album.
Heard of them.
Oh, really?
I was thinking, I was like, fuck, I don't know this.
Yeah, Jess also sees that poster every day.
All right. So, Richard, how many times has AJ been recognized from TikTok when he's been on dating apps? I'm going to tell you it's a single digit number.
Yeah, I like...
clues for
what AJ, just come to terms with the fact that I like Richard more and I want him to win. Right?
You could not have ended that sentence in a funnier way. I would have fought you on any other thing you could have said, but that's very funny. Continue.
I know of at least two that he's told me about.
So close. It's three.
And do you know what? I've told you about all three. The trick of it is the third one recognized me from the Cult Popshire TikTok, not from the AJ TikTok.
That'll be where it was.
Yeah, Richard really keeps those two separate pieces of information in different categories in his head.
It's funny, like you cut me off before I said, but I was going to say, I know you've told me about at least two, so I'm going to say four. I would have still got it right. Wrong, but it would have been funny to hear me leapfrog the correct answer. So
yeah, you say like 50. It's like, no, it's three. Thanks.
All right. AJ, name the two pieces of media that that Richard describes as containing his sexual awakenings.
And you don't have to go into detail. Just the two pieces of media.
Fuck, I know one of them. One of them is Dark Shadows, the Tim Burton movie.
Can you give us some detail, AJ?
No. For context as well, I've told AJ both of these within the last 2 weeks.
You have. I just don't remember the first one. Fuck, is it Lords of Dogtown?
You have to be more specific.
Yes.
You have to be more specific.
What do you mean more specific?
What part of Lords of Dogtown?
The trailer?
Nah.
Very close.
Give him half a point.
Yeah, it was a deleted scene from Lords of Dogtown.
Come on! Whatever, man! I should get all full points for that.
Nah. That, like,
do you know how hard I had to remember Lords of Dogtown? I don't even know what that movie
and
is.
And I'm so proud of you, AJ, but the fact that it's a deleted scene is so specific.
He's really only half proud of you, so 1.5 points for that. Okay. So, Richard, what does AJ consider to be the first, quote, actually good Cult Popshire video?
Video.
Yeah, really striking on your weak spot here.
So, I don't think I've ever watched anything on the Cult Popshire YouTube.
Breaking Up with Game of Thrones.
Incorrect. It is actually terrifying PlayStation 2 commercials.
Isn't it the first one?
No. Oh God, no!
It's the earliest. It's the earliest available.
Earliest
one
currently on the channel because it was the first time it got good. Exactly.
That's so funny. The reason I said the breakout with Game of Thrones is because I helped with it.
All right. AJ, what good deed did Richard do later in the day after you recorded the lost episode?
Did he donate blood? What the fuck? I remember he went on holiday. Mm.
It was as I was going on holiday.
I love how extremely Richard it is to include a question that basically involves him doing a good deed. Like, AJ, tell me about the time I was the best.
Do you want to know what I did after the last episode?
Wait, can I answer for a point?
I had to put an enema. I got an enema, yeah. So who got served in the end, you know, karmically? I don't know. I don't know the answer to this question.
Richard, what did you do?
So as I was leaving to go on holiday up to Whangarei, as I opened the sliding door to our flat, there was a hedgehog that was like right in front of our doorstep, and it had like a frozen Coke lid, like a slushy lid, you know, for our international listeners who, I don't know, frozen Cokes, I don't know how ubiquitous they are, but like a slushy lid where it's like a half dome and it has a hole in the top. It had one of those stuck around its head like a hot, like a dog wearing a cone of shame. And it like couldn't move, and so I was like, oh, okay, went and cut it out of it, and it scurried off into the bush.
Richard, that doesn't count as a good deed because hedgehogs are a pest. You should have killed it.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't see the way it was looking. It was fucking adorable. And also, fun fact about me, AJ, and hedgehogs is that like two consecutive times I left AJ's house in Christchurch, I almost ran over a hedgehog.
Again,
I'm glad that wasn't one of the questions.
Finish the deed, Richard.
I wouldn't have known the answer to that. You've never told me about that.
All right, Richard, what franchise movie did AJ watch by himself the night that he ordered a pizza and got Pizza Hut to draw Donald Trump on the box?
This is a good question.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, God, there's no conceivable way I could remember this. 300.
No, but it is.
You are years off. What are you talking about?
You are somewhat close in the fact that you chose a movie that has numbers in the title. This movie has two sets of numbers in the title.
He can't get the point. He's already answered.
No, I'm just interested to see if he can get it from the clue. He's not getting the point.
Okay, so it must have been when we were still living together, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because I remember that because we had the drawing of Donald Trump on our wall. Oh God, yeah, I can't remember.
All right, it was Friday the 13th, part 3.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Other AJ, fun fact, Jess, do you want to share the other fun fact about Friday the 13th, part 3?
About my parents?
Yeah.
It was like the second or third date that my parents went on when they were kids.
Was Friday
the 13th, part 3 in 3D. And my mum got too
Very
scared
cool.
and had to run
Very
out.
Very sexy.
It's genuinely a fun fact, you
cuckoo.
Fucking
cuckoo.
Curmudgeon.
Oh, God.
Just saying it's very cool, very sexy. Anyway, AJ, this is your last chance to get a point in this quiz.
Oh, okay. Are we not doing all of them?
No.
give them points. Let's do them.
I can
get a point.
We've got time. I will just need to go back into my Googles. But I can do that if we just take a moment. But anyway, we'll record a final
Who Loves Who the Most.
Round, yeah, we'll record. We'll record these two and then I'll get the rest of them.
Yeah, I'd love AJ. That was the thing last time.
That's the answer.
All right. AJ, what was the name of the TV show that Richard almost made before COVID-19 fucked it all up?
Band Together?
Nice. Oh, beautiful. Yes.
I want to clarify, the reason why that was hard to answer is not because I didn't remember. It's because there are three or four band puns that come to mind when you ask for a band pun. So I just couldn't remember if it was exactly that one.
And you just knew that Richard's title was so derivative that it was just one of many puns that he could have used.
No, because I remember talking to him about it and we came up with a couple of ideas and he went with that one.
Very good. Well, that was the correct answer. And so Richard...
The last one is, Richard, what is the name of the woman that broke AJ's heart at the same approximate time?
No, that is not the question.
I can give the answer.
No, don't give the answer.
I don't want to hear her name.
I nearly made a question that was circling that category, but didn't.
But cute enough, it's also a name question for AJ. Richard, what was the original name idea for Cult Popshire that AJ didn't use because it had already been taken?
Oh, fuck.
Right? That's a good question. This is a good question. And it's a legitimate, interesting piece of Cult Popshire trivia.
Yeah, I
the fans are salivating right now. They're like,
do you want to know how I found out, refound the answer to this?
How?
Is I went back to my friend Caban, who I think on pod have credited with coming up with Cult Popshire as a name. I went back to that chat. I searched Cult Popshire, found a message from 2014 where I said, here's what I'm thinking of naming it, but it's already taken.
Wow. Yeah, I have no clue.
All right, the answer is Pop My Culture.
Wow.
Which,
a little bit
to
sexy.
To be fair, I think I'm glad that it was already taken because I actually think Cult Popshire is better.
Cult Popshire is great.
No, I do
Cult Popshire is the best thing. The name Cult Popshire is the best thing about this.
But also in rereading that, you know how people always get our name wrong because they know it's a some kind of play on the word pop culture. Cop Popshire, I think, was suggested before Cult Popshire.
Hmm.
So there you go.
We wouldn't want to be called Cop Culture and after 2020.
And another one that was in there was Me and the Media was another one that really landed
this
on.
This is fascinating stuff. Yep. If people cared about us, fuck, they'd be lapping this up. Like after people have like counted up the entire runtime, including Patreon podcasts.
Yeah, no one cares about us. It's just like this incredible mathematical table that I would never dream of doing.
It's also very funny. So Luke, actually, don't mean to call you out, Luke, but Luke like lowered their tier on Patreon from being the highest one, having access to all the Patreon podcasts, and then back down, but then went back up and then back down again and said, oh, I just need to grab something. I now know what that is.
So good. All right, so we've actually sped through these questions and answers a lot quicker, and so we actually have time for the rest of the fight round that I had excised originally.
I'm fucking stoked.
Just on the just in the background,
there's a couple more Who Loves Who the Most as well, isn't there?
There is, yeah. So we're going to do a final Who Loves Who the Most round as well.
Okay, cool.
But for context for the listeners, a little bit of background juice. I got AJ and Richard to send in their answers in email form. Richard's came in directly. I need to have two windows open here because Richard's answers came into the normal inbox, and AJ's answers, both emails, came into spam and have remained in spam, even though I've tried to report not as spam.
Accurate. So accurate.
Quizpopture at Gmail believes that AJ and all of his thoughts are spam. Okay, so Richard. Mm-hmm. We just had a question for Richard. Yeah, so we'll go to AJ. One, what is the name of the card that Richard used to stall the jewel in your 50 patron special?
Fucking
this is a good question.
The Eye of Osiris.
Absolutely not. Richard, what was it?
It was called Messenger of Peace.
Now, there's a bonus
close,
point,
though.
But I'm almost tempted not to ask the bonus point because you just absolutely have no clue. What does it do? What does the Messenger of Peace card do?
It makes it so that you can't attack while it's on the field.
That's
Richard,
not
I know
stuff.
Absolutely nothing about this.
I would
so
say that's not
close
enough, but it's monsters with 1500 or more attack cannot attack while it's on the field, and you have to sacrifice 100 life points each turn or remove the card.
Right.
Well, if anyone's still with us, thanks for listening. all right, so Richard, the next question from AJ, does he mention Cult Popture in his Tinder bio? It's just a yes or no answer. So, I mean, like, he's super nice to you here.
Yes.
The answer is actually no. He does say that
I've
he's a podcaster.
Seen his Tinder bio on TikTok. But do you mention your TikTok on there?
I say I recently went viral on TikTok.
Right.
I love the idea that you're like, oh no, I won't tell them I do Cult Popture. That's a bit much, but I will tell them I'm a podcaster because that'll get them racing.
Okay, you say that. It's a man who's never used dating apps before. Like, here's the thing. It's a thing about me, right? Like, it's a massive part of my life, and that's it's true. An interesting thing to talk about. So, like, why not?
It's like if you had photos without you with a beard.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's like if you're... Like, Jess can speak from experience, like, how much warning she would have liked about how much Cult Popture takes up my life.
It evens out with my work.
Yeah.
We're even.
At least you're making money. All right, so that ends the fight round. Jess, I mean, it's not like we got much in that round, but give us an update.
All right, so updates are... It's actually drawing in pretty close.
Ooh,
so,
into an embrace almost.
Sounds like I'm still losing.
So Richard's still in the lead with 17 and a half points, but AJ is catching up on 16 points.
Ooh. Well,
he loves me more as well. So
it all comes down to the final who loves who the most round.
This is a funny to a Barbie movie. Let's all sing along in our natural voices. We're watching 37 fucking Barbie movies. Jesus, oh God, why?
I finished my bottle of wine, so now it's time to sober up.
Did you finish the whole bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet Lord. Well,
oh my
speaking
God.
Of guilt,
honestly, you guys, it's like there's so many bottles in here. Like, I did not realize.
Yeah,
I haven't
literally the last three podcasts we've recorded. There's three empty bottles.
I have not been in this room for a while, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I feel terrible.
Moving on.
Well, speaking of
time to lose the quiz, bitch.
Speaking of guilty pleasures, Richard, what would AJ describe as a guilty pleasure of his?
Big Trouble.
He is not guilty about that. That is the worst answer I've ever heard. No, AJ's guilty pleasure is watching top 5 spooky things caught on camera videos on YouTube.
Top 5 ghosts caught on camera. And it's like, it's so good because it's all shit. None of it is good. But then every once in a while, every 20 videos, you'll get a crumb of something genuinely intriguing. And I live for the crumbs.
Very cool.
My favorite thing
very
is
sexy.
When they invert the colors, then do like the shudun.
Funniest thing I've ever seen on one of these videos is someone who was convinced a ghost was following them because they put a Snapchat filter on and the dog filter kept appearing in the middle of the air. And so this girl's filming this dog filter moving towards her and she's cowering in fear. But because the dog filter like obstructs your voice as well, she's like, oh my God, oh my God. It should be in a horror, like a horror comedy. It's so funny.
It's so good. All right. So, Richard. Oh, yeah. Sorry. All right. So, AJ, same question. What would Richard describe as a guilty pleasure of his?
He said before that he considers Yu-Gi-Oh! A guilty pleasure, so I'm going to say that.
It is a game, but it is not Yu-Gi-Oh! It is the Far Cry games.
Oh, yeah. a guilty pleasure, these like critically revered games.
Yeah,
guilty implies it's not actually good.
I've described them to you, like, this is one of those things that it's like, it's not your traditional guilty pleasure, but it's something I've described to you as a guilty pleasure because I don't like those kind of games, but for some reason I just real like Far Cry.
Right, okay.
All right, so Richard, what does AJ use as his primary internet password?
I presume you're going to bleep this out. But...
Yeah!
Correct. And AJ, unfortunately, Richard didn't answer this one, so you're the only one who has his password revealed.
I know what it is, though.
Okay, well, I put asterisks, but if you say it, I'll tell you if that's correct.
It is. It's always some form of...
I'm going to need you to be a bit more specific.
Why?
There's numbers I always put after it as well.
You've never told me the numbers. You've never told me the numbers.
Oh, right. Oh, wow.
Wow. This is betrayal.
It's...
What, thanks, Jess. Fuck. Lots of bleeping to do here, AJ. Oh, imagine if you just didn't.
Yeah.
And Colt Popsh's one is...
And AJ's pin number is... Oh, actually, no, that's not going to be any... There's no danger in that.
He's got $1 in the bank.
That's right. Because he's committed tax fraud.
No,
like that.
What is going on? I haven't committed tax fraud.
So good.
There was a bank error in your favor. Collect $1.
All right, Richard, what time does AJ usually get up in the morning?
Is it actually in the fucking morning? well, okay. I don't necessarily know what he would have put it as an answer, but he usually is awake at like 7:30 or 8 and then will go back to sleep and then wakes up around like 11.
Oh,
is
I'm
that
gonna,
fucked up that I do that? Is that normal?
I'm gonna give you the point. He said usually between 10:30 and 11 a.m.
Yeah, but that's 100% true, right?
Oh, it's more than just 7:30. I'll wake up at like 5 a.m. Mm. And then go back
but
to sleep.
What,
then
what always happens is that I'll wake up to a message from AJ. It's usually just a TikTok or something. Although it was quite a fucking intense message last night or the night before. And I reply to it when I wake up.
It was very sexual.
When I wake up at whatever time I wake up, because that'll be the next question. And then AJ will reply about 8 o'clock. And then I'll reply and he won't reply again until 10:30, 11.
I love that, I love that there's this productive version of AJ that's just screaming to get up, that gets him up at like 5:30 in the morning. It's like, get up, fat ass, do some work. And you're like, no, I'm going to go back to sleep. all right, AJ, same question for you. What time does Richard normally roll himself out of bed?
Well, he sort of just said it. So like, what, like, between 6 and 6, 7-ish.
I stitched you up here.
he did. I mean, you said 7-ish, so I'm actually going to give it to you because AJ Richard was trying to stitch you up. It's 7:15 a.m.
That's where my alarm is.
I gave a vague answer. That's 7-ish. That ish is the difference between me getting that point and not getting that point.
Literally, a 1 and a 5 kind of looks like the I and the S of ish. So I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Great reasoning. Love it. Love it. More of that, please.
Actually, take a point off. He's sucking up. No, no.
Oh.
No, do not. Do not.
Screams and wakes up the baby so that I'm not coming last.
All right. And Richard, what time does AJ usually go to sleep?
I'm going to say like 2 a.m.
Oh, bang on. Bang on. Richard Numbers Man is back in the room.
To clarify, it's I try to go to sleep at 2 a.m. It's not, I don't always succeed.
But also to clarify, that is literally what you put in the email. So
yes,
2 a.m. is
great. I accept it as an answer, is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, you better well. All right.
Yeah,
and,
I am.
And AJ, what time does Richard usually go to sleep?
I'm going to say midnight.
Oh, incorrect. It's 11 p.m.
That's midnight. It's not. It's sweet. All right, next question.
All right. Okay, so Richard, I was very excited about this question. Imagine that you and AJ are stuck in a room with Julian Dennison. Which of you would be the most likely to be a stupid suck up to him to pretend that you think he's cool? And what would AJ have said as an answer to this?
I'm going to say AJ said AJ.
All right. And AJ, same question for you. What did Richard answer to this?
He would have also said AJ.
Richard, you're correct. AJ, you're incorrect. You both said yourselves. Richard said, it would be me with my new job. It's probably in my best interest to get in good with him. Brackets, even though generally speaking, I would probably be more inclined to be a dick.
This is actual bullshit. This is a question which relies on Richard answering what he thinks, when in reality he's not answering the truth. It's not true. I would totally be the suck up.
If you were to put us in a room with Julian Dennison, it's more beneficial to me to be on his good side.
But the Greek tragedy of Richard Martin is that even though it would be beneficial to you, you would still, be an arsehole to him.
The Greek tragedy.
That's your legend.
That's the Faustian bargain I made.
that's Richard's Odyssey.
Richard's Odyssey, a continual attempt to not be addicted to Julian Dennison and failing every time.
Oh, it's called so hubris, god damn it.
So that's a point.
I'm more likely to suck up to him, Jesus.
That's a point for me and no points for it.
Okay, copy that.
All right, okay, well. I'm going to start just lying, just flagrantly lying when I answer these questions next time.
I did acknowledge that I'm generally more likely to be a dick, however, in this specific circumstance.
Mm-hmm. What time does AJ go to bed? Oh, I put 7 p.m. Sorry, Richard. The answer I put is not what you said.
Also, AJ, the point of this is not who would actually, it's more whether or not you would know that Richard would think of himself so highly as to think that he would be exactly, nice enough AJ. To want to suck
I'm him. Still coming off bad in the situation. I'm being egotistical, it's fine.
Okay.
All right. Richard, what was the first movie AJ ever saw in cinemas?
Toy Story.
Incorrect. It was Flubber. And AJ, same question. This is such a lame question after that one. Anyway, AJ, what was the first movie that Richard saw in cinemas?
I'm going to say The Lion King.
Oh, it was a Disney movie. It was not The Lion King. It was Pocahontas. And Richard, what happened?
I got taken out because I was crying too much. So this day, I've never seen the end of Pocahontas.
I was very well behaved in Flubber.
Yeah.
I maybe got a little bit bored, but I was quiet and polite about it.
Richard got a little bit upset at a strong female character.
But also a racist depiction of, so maybe he was actually crying.
I actually was being woke, Jeremy.
The revisionist history.
Thank you very much.
All right, so the final question, Richard.
Can I give the answer already?
What?
Can I give my answer already? And then you can ask the question?
This
was the one I've been waiting for, and I feel like he's going to have changed his mind since then, but I know the answer, and I know it's Alton Brown.
Sorry, what do you think the question is?
Who's answering this beforehand was a bad idea.
Who's your hero? I'm going,
no, the well, final question is, what superpower would AJ want?
Alton Brown. This whole quiz, I've been waiting to reveal that AJ's hero was Alton Brown.
And it's not
what
even,
happened to the what's your who's your hero question?
Well, I kind of ruined it.
Because
when we were
but he answered incorrectly.
Yeah,
so
I
think it should still be a question.
Is it not Alton Brown anymore? Can we just acknowledge for a moment how adorable it is that AJ's hero is Alton Brown.
No, it's not actually.
Oh, because it's okay. Cancelled now.
The question was, who's your hero? And I had a hard time answering this. I said Michael Swaim, but a question mark. And then earlier in the quiz, Jeremy was like, oh, it's actually who AJ would consider his That's hero. Right, and I was like, I'm not going to be like, don't say that, Jeremy, because maybe it didn't click. Alton Brown is no longer my hero because I found out he's an anti-Semitic Republican and he got cancelled on Twitter. So no, he's not my hero.
And now that you remind me of that, I did pick up on when Jeremy said that. And I was like, wait a minute, I thought it was Alton Brown. But yeah, okay.
I will be furious if I don't get a point.
Because you said that you struggled to like think of an answer to one of those questions. That was the one, right? Was it?
Yeah, I don't have a hero.
Because I also struggled to think of that. I wrote, I don't know, the only person I've ever
Hold on. No. AJ deserves a chance to get this because you did write something.
He doesn't know.
Also, can I just...
That's the answer.
No. He did actually write someone's name. Also, can I just point out, this is exactly why I did not include this question, because neither of you actually put a definitive answer. Both of you were like, oh, I don't really know, question mark?
Well, AJ used to love Alton Brown, and that was how I found out who Alton Brown was.
And now I wish I never found it.
But AJ, who would if Richard's pushed into a corner to declare a hero, who would he have written down?
David Fincher.
No. He was pushed into admitting Chris Cornell.
Oh yeah, that kind of hero.
No, I said that like the only person I've ever referred to as my hero was Chris Cornell.
All right. So the final question, which may indeed be the question that supersedes all the conversation we just had in the edit. AJ, what superpower would... Oh, sorry, Richard, what superpower would AJ want?
Invisibility.
This is going to blow your mind, dude.
Given what you said his greatest fear was. Flight.
It's okay if I'm in control of the flight. I would love to fly. That'd be the best, man. It feels so free. I'd do it all the time.
Oh my god, this is like so earnest.
I've said I'm surprised you didn't guess it because of how often I've answered this question with flight, and like I won't hear another answer.
I feel the same way about my answer.
Yeah. So AJ, what superpower would Richard want?
Let's say time manipulation.
Oh, very close, but it's actually matter manipulation. It's telekinesis.
Yeah, that's flight as well.
Can I just say,
I can fly if I want to. I can telekinesis myself to fly. Telekinesis
feels,
is the best
superpower.
It feels less stable. Telekinesis is the best power because it's all of them.
Yeah, all right, Richard. But can I just say that, the answers to this question from both of you is like, for me, encapsulating both of your personalities so wonderfully. Richard's like, I can control absolutely fucking everything and not have to lift a finger. And AJ's like, I just want to be free.
But also, crucially, Richard's one also encapsulates, it's also your power.
Yeah, it's a smarter way of...
It's the thinking man's flight.
It's a smarter way of getting what you have, but getting more.
Great stuff. What a great one to end on.
Speaking of getting what you have and more, Jess, could you give us the scores?
All right. So, finally, in first place.
First place?
Israel on 105.
Oh, okay.
He stole it.
And the close second.
Fuck you, Israel. New mortal enemy.
is actually pulled ahead. Richard on 21.5 points. Closely followed by AJ on 17.
It's 17.
Yeah.
God. How did you say pulled ahead? He was already ahead.
Yeah, but he pulled even further ahead.
Yeah.
That's not pulling ahead, that's just continuing.
Right, well, he continued ahead.
All right, and then who's in fourth?
Fourth is Ty for me and Jeremy on -5 points.
Nice.
Oh, we really forgot the comedy factor of giving us points or taking them away. Sorry, Jess.
who won Who Loves Who the most, though? Because that was important last time.
You didn't.
I mean, probably Richard.
Do you want to explain what this looks like?
It looks like shit.
It's a mystery.
I didn't keep Jacob's
around.
I didn't keep Jacob's around.
Someone in the Discord can do us the pleasure of...
how good of a quiz question is it going to be next year of who won the 2021 quiz? And the answer is Ezra.
Yeah, no, sure. Totally. Totally.
True, but now that you've pointed it out, it is going to be a piece of information that stays with you, I'm sure.
No way, I'm forgetting that.
So I had a whole bottle of wine.
There were a few questions that I'll finish it off before we get into this. Do you want me to finish it off or do you want to finish
Someone
it off?
I can finish it podcast. Off.
Bye.
Well, hey, that is the self-indulgent film franchise Fortnite's trivia quiz extravaganza for 2021. Will we do it next year? Feels like diminishing returns, but let's see what happens. Let's see what people think. If you like this and you haven't already, but for some reason listened to the Inside Baseball episode, you can, of course, support us at all the different places. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. There's two YouTube channels. One's called Cult Popture. One's called Cult Popture Again. No question mark. Sorry, that was unclear. We're also on... there's a link to the Discord in the show notes. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes, or you can go to patreon.com/cultpopshire and support us financially. And other than that, stay tuned for the post-credit scene when this music ends. And what else are we talking about? Any final thoughts, ladies and gentlemen?
I'll try and get another baby on the go so we can do it again next year.
Legit.
Absolutely
legit,
fucking not.
You telling us that you,
no.
that you and your wife are trying for another?
No.
Jeremy,
be none
you've
of that.
Always revealed major life milestones to us in the most ridiculous ways. When I accused you of not being able to get a boner for some reason, and you were like, I'm actually I can because we're having another kid.
That was the best way of telling you that Gemma was pregnant again.
It's really interesting because I always find it interesting when people have two babies and then wait ages for the third one. It reminds me of like when
Brendan Fraser's
movie
the mummy,
gets,
how they waited 7 years to do their third one.
All right. And that's the show, everyone. Tune in next time for the mummy. Oh, there we go. Nice segue. And stay tuned for the post-credits scene. Thank you so much.
Bye, everyone.
And bye, Jess. Thank you so much for keeping score.
Bye.
We love you, Jess.
All right, and welcome along, everybody, to the post-credits scene. This is the scene at the end of each episode where if you donate $5 or more over at patreon.com/coldpopshire, you get to give us something to talk about in this, the post-credits scene. Richard, lay it on me. Who is this scene from, and what is the scene?
It comes to us from Alexander McDonald, who writes, having watched all the Godzilla movies that have been released to date as of writing this question, who or what is your favorite Toho kaiju? If they've appeared in more than one film, what is your favorite incarnation of that kaiju? It's Godzilla. It's obviously Godzilla.
I'm going to say Shin Godzilla, I think, is the coolest design for Godzilla.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's Shin Godzilla, and the best incarnation is Shin Godzilla.
Okay. It feels like...
Goodbye, everybody.
Could you honestly answer this question?
I think even if I'd watched more like Toho kaiju, right. I mean, because obviously you got shit like Jet Jaguar, which is, you know, fucking dope. And I went to like a 35mm screening of the film that Jet Jaguar's in, and it was cool. And it was one of those things. It was cool being in like, because you know it's in like a proper. It's the only 35mm cinema in New Zealand that, you know, being around a crowd who obviously who want to be there for this big cheesy Godzilla film as well. And so that was great fun. But yeah, I mean, like, even if I'd seen every Toho kaiju, it's Godzilla, right? Like, obviously.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't think I can remember what they look like or what their names are. It's been so long.
Like, if we're talking about, like, specifically just, like, Godzilla antagonists, like, if we can't choose Godzilla, we have to choose another kaiju. Because, like, we haven't covered, like, Gamera, which, if you remember way back in the day, David Brown, who used to be, like, one of our biggest fans. We haven't heard from him.
I don't know if he was a fan. He just sort of commented.
But yeah, he you pointed out that Gamera and Godzilla have nothing to do with each other, despite being the same studio and the same genre of film. But
almost everything anyway. To do with each other. All right, everybody, thank you.
but I would say, like, in terms of just specifically Godzilla antagonists, I remember Biollante being like a real cool one.
Nice.
And that was like Plant Godzilla.
Right.
But Shin Godzilla and Godzilla is the obvious answer.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.